Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American's heart, and it's time to stand and say,
truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But they answered, "We are the descendants of Abraham. We have never been slaves to anyone. So how can you say we will become free?" You see, they answered Jesus in the same way we might. I mean, we're Americans, right? We live in the land of the free. We sing songs about it. We get together and have parties and fireworks, all to celebrate our nation's freedom. But Jesus was speaking of a different kind of freedom, a freedom that can only be found in Him. He answered them, "This is the truth. Everyone who chooses a life of sin isn't free. They are a slave to sin. A slave has no permanent place in the family. But a son or a daughter, they belong forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
All right, well, if you would stand with us, we're going to sing a couple songs together. Listen, the country that we live in and the God that we believe in gives us a hope that only Jesus can provide. You know this song. We're going to sing it together. I have a hope. I have a future. I have a destiny that is yet awaiting me. My life's not over. A new beginning's just begun. I have a hope. I have this hope. God has a plan.
God has a plan. It's not to harm me, but it's to prosper me and to hear me when I call. He intercedes for me, working all things for my good. Though trials may come, I have this hope, and I will yet praise Him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give Him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and He turns it into light. I will yet praise Him, my Lord, my God.
My God is for me.
My God is for me. He's not against me. So tell me whom then, tell me whom then shall I fear? He has prepared for me great works. He'll help me to complete. I have a home. I have this home. Goodness and mercy, they're gonna follow me, and I'll forever dwell in the house of my great King. No eye has ever seen all he's preparing there for me. No trials may come. I have this hope. I will yet praise him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him, my Lord, my God.
And I hope you can say this morning, there's still hope.
There's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven loves me. There's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven loves me.
Sing that again.
There's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven loves me.
One more time.
There's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven loves me. And I will yet praise him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give him glory. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him, my Lord, my God.
Do that one more time.
I will yet praise him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him. I will yet praise him. Yes, I will praise him, my Lord, my God.
That's what we're here to do this morning. We're here simply to praise the Lord this morning, all right? I like this part.
There's still hope for me today. Right now, I can stand and say I know the God of heaven loves me.
Sing that word.
There's still hope for me today. Right now, I can stand and say I know the God of heaven loves me.
One more time.
There's still hope for me today. Right now, I can stand and say I know the God of heaven loves me.
Well, listen, the next song is called Free to Worship. These two songs, in the country that we live in, we are blessed to be able to come here this morning and to sing and to worship and to open God's Word together. And the Bible says in John that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Just like what Mike was saying, our hope is in Jesus. He's the one that we worship. So that's what this next song is about, Free to Worship.
Sets free is free indeed.
Take your copy of God's Word and open to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, carrying on with our theme for this month, talking about being a disciple, what a disciple looks like. And so this morning, I'm going to also use the title, The Marks of a Disciple, The Mark of a Disciple. We'll begin reading in Philippians chapter 2. We'll begin reading in verse number 1 down through verse 18. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing. This is a Baptist church. I may need to read that one again. Verse 15, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I may not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. You may be seated. Marks of a disciple. The Apostle Paul, writing here to the church at Philippi, is giving us a picture of what a disciple really should look like and what should be our mode of operation. In Galatians,